You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 125, 125. And my guest on the show today with a dream to be interpreted is Alicia from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, as you know, I don't know the dream before we start interpreting. So what we do is we call up our guest, the guest tells their dream, we then interpret it and relate it to their waking life and do some dream alchemy and really look at what the dreamer can discover about themselves and about their lives by looking at the dream and what they can do with this knowledge to change things in their lives or to make what's going well go even better. Of course, we've already recorded the show with Alicia, and what I'm doing now is adding the beginning of the show and adding the end of the show. So that's why I can tell you that you're going to love her dream. It's very positive, very uplifting, and it's a bit of a treasure hunt. You will, of course, learn lots of tips about dream interpretation along the way, and you'll also pick up the kind of insights and blessings that always occur when you sit very quietly and listen to someone else's dream and how it relates to their life and the insights that they have about their life. So that's just about to start, but of course, before we go there, I'll just go through the websites because I would love you, if you haven't done it yet, to go and look at my websites and find out more about what I can do, how I can help you, either one-on-one by Skype or phone or even by email, or you can just potter around in there and find lots and lots and lots of free resources and help all about dreams and waking life. So the websites are www.dream.net.au. Then there's my blog at www.janetheresa.com. That's Theresa without an H. There's the Dream Show site, which has no W's. It's just thedreamshow.tv. And, of course, all our episodes of The Dream Show are there. And you can also pick them up on iTunes. And you can find me on Facebook. That's enough of that. Let's get on with Alicia's dream, which is really what you're here for. Welcome to The Dream Show, Alicia. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. It's lunchtime here in Brisbane.
Yeah. Nighttime here in Atlanta.
And you're still awake, even though you're approaching the time of dreams in Atlanta.
Yes.
And so actually, maybe it's more appropriate setting for you than me, you know, late at night talking about dreams.
Yes, it is, actually, I think. Yeah.
So, as usual, I have no idea what a guest brings to the show, so I'm really excited to hear your dream. Off you go.
Okay. My dream starts with me and others that I know were in a room with lots of TVs, where they're using these TVs to play this game. Not sure what the game was, but someone would call out a word or a number, and then we would look at these tiny little pieces of paper that we had to see if we had the correct answer. The one who had the correct answer would go to the front desk, and I say desk because it's more like a hotel, to the front desk to collect the prize and see where we would go to next. So I won, and I went to the desk. Don't know what my prize was, but I was directed to where I would go next. So I then go right, and I walk a short ways, and I meet up with Deborah, who is a team member. And we go into this room, which is now a different room because it appears that we're now in her house. And when we walk in this room, I am amazed and admiring these framed up artwork that's on each side of me. It's like a gallery style. So there's three on each side, and they're black frame, black and white print. They are distinguished faces, and what was unique about it is they had a red tint over it.
Red.
And I am beaming inside out because I'm intrigued by this. I'm not sure what happened to Deborah because she's no longer there. So I go to the right to exit. There's a door. When I open the door, I step out and there's two steps for me to step down on. When I step down to the flat surface, I see across from me is my neighbor's, in real life, my neighbor's home, which is the side of her home, and her porch, her garage light is on. And I have a flashlight in my hand, so it's dark. I turn to the left to walk to my backyard and down a hill, and I'm going down to actually plant something. I have no idea what I'm planting, but I go down to plant something, and after I plant it, I walk back up the hill, and I am overjoyed by what I planted, and I'm looking forward to it growing. And before I could reach back to the steps that I came, the door that I came out of, I woke up.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. What a beautiful, beautiful emotions through the dream.
Yes.
Nothing negative at all.
No, there was nothing negative in this one.
I'm going to ask some questions, obviously, but I didn't quite catch. Did you say a red tint over the black and white pictures?
Yes, a red tint.
Right, okay. And when did you have the dream, Alicia?
I had this dream about a month ago. It was actually the 22nd of February.
Mm. On the 22 of the 2, of 2012, all the twos.
Yes.
So it's about a month ago. And we, of course, we're going to go into the dream and I'm going to ask you questions. But of course, bearing in mind as we go through it, that the dream always reflects the 24 to 48 hours before the dream. So as we go through this, and of course it will touch further back and further forward, but we're primarily looking about what happened in that couple of days leading up to that dream. And you've got the lots of, it's interesting, you've got the TVs and you've got the pictures. There's this almost a repetition of the frames, you know, the TV frames, mm-hmm. and the picture frames coming in there. And also this sense, very clear sense of a journey, obviously, throughout the whole thing. And I love the sense that you didn't really, you know, I'm collecting a prize, but I don't know what it is, but it doesn't really matter because I'm going on right to the next step. You know? And, oh, I'm going down here and I don't know why. And kind of the only thing, I guess, that you really decide to do is to plant. You didn't know what it was you planted, but you did right make that positive decision, I'm going to plant this, and you felt overjoyed and really, really good about it. So the rest of the dream, apart from that decision, yes, I'm going to go down these steps, open this door and plant this thing, the rest of the dream was passive is not, I'm coming up with passive, but it's not really the word I'm looking for. It's the sense of the dream is that you're happy to be guided to the next stage and the next stage and the next stage without asking too many questions.
Yes.
Yeah, until you get to the point where you want to plant something.
Yes.
Yeah, which
I would agree with that.
Okay, that's really lovely. And I love the fact that halfway through the dream, just when you notice that it's your neighbor's house across the road from Deborah's, that you realize it's dark because they've got their garage light on and you've got a mm-hmm. flashlight in your hand. And in a sense, quite often when it's dark in a dream, particularly when you notice it's dark, it's quite often a point where you're actually going into what until now you haven't seen clearly in your own life, what has been quite dark. Or in another way of looking at that is what is still mostly unconscious in your life at the time of the dream. And yet we know because you saw the light just under their garage door and you had the flashlight in your hand, which you were positively using to see your way, we know that in the day or two before the dream, you just began to shine a light or get a little bit of insight into this area of yourself, which until then had been quite unconscious and quite dark.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a real opening into that. And that's what leads to this decision of, okay, I've kind of been guided. This dream has put me in the role of someone who is being guided. But at this point where I'm just beginning to shine a light, just beginning to see something that I couldn't see before, I'm going to make a decision and it's going to be, I'm going to plant something.
Yes.
So there's something there that's pretty important. But I'm going to just jump all over the dream and ask you questions before we actually put it together. Deborah. Okay. You said Deborah's a team member.
Yes. Yes.
Which three words would you use to describe Deborah's personality and approach to life?
I would say Deborah is very outgoing. She's very positive. And she has this warm heart, this big warm heart.
Mm-hmm. She sounds absolutely beautiful. Does she have any negative qualities at all?
Not that I'm aware of. She was actually a team member in real life. Mm-hmm. She was on my team, and when she was a team member, I thought we mirrored each other really well.
Mm. Okay, so she is for you a symbol of someone who is very much like you.
Yes.
In that mirroring.
Very much.
Yeah. And you've definitely got all those feelings in your dream, the positivity, the warm-heartedness, you know, all the positive emotions in your own dream. And I love that sense of her being outgoing, because you start the dream basically what turns out to be, I guess, in a hotel, because you go to the front desk in the hotel. You generally watch TVs indoors inside.
Right.
So you start the dream inside, and the dream actually progressively goes outside. You know, it goes to the front desk, which is kind of on the way out of the hotel.
Yes.
And it goes outside, although it then goes to Deborah's, it then goes outside again. So there's this continual process of going out or outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sense of, in Deborah being outgoing, there's a sense of this dream is also to some extent exploring your outgoing, or your going out into the world at perhaps a different level than you've been before.
Yes.
Yeah. And one can be an outgoing kind of person in personality, and that can be different from going out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a kind of subtle difference there. And I love the sense of the warm heart, that you, every part of yourself in this dream is positive about, you know, there don't appear to be any limits, which is wonderful. So we've got Deborah now, and the three... In her room, you said it was like an artwork or a gallery.
Yes.
And there were, just so I can get it right, Alicia, there were three artworks on each of four walls, or on each of three walls?
There's two walls, almost like you're walking down a hallway, but it was bigger than a hallway. And there's three, you know, nice-sized framed pictures on each side. So
okay.
As you walk by, you get to see
Fantastic.
Each picture.
And were the pictures directly opposite each other?
Yes.
Mm. So they may have been, we don't know, they may have been mirroring each other to some extent.
Well,
too.
they were, maybe, but they weren't actually different faces.
They weren't different faces?
They were.
They were, yeah, that's what I thought. So they were distinguished faces. Did you get the sense in the dream that, like, oh, they're very distinguished faces, or that they were the faces of people who are distinguished, who are actually... you know, who we actually know about, or were they just had that kind of distinguished feel about them?
They have a distinguished feel about them, because I wasn't in the dream. I wasn't sure of who they were. I wasn't, it was going through my mind if it was, you know, some of her family members or not. I didn't know, but all I know is that I admired them. I really admired them.
Fantastic. Any feeling for whether they were male or female?
Yes, it appeared that the males were on the left and the females were on the right.
Oh, just where I hoped they'd be. That is so lovely. That is so good. So, you know, as you probably know, for most of us, and it's not directly related to our left and right handedness, but for most of us, the left side of our brain is our more analytical, sometimes competitive, kind of out there brain, which we also refer to as the yang, or our male side. So that's why it's good that the pictures are on the left. And of course, the right side of our brain is the more creative, emotional, intuitive, female side, or yin. So in your dream, you've got on the left, you've got clearly the male side, on the right, the female side, and a lovely balance, three on one side, three on the other. So it's almost as if, as you walk down that broad hallway, a hallway but not a hallway, a room,
right,
that at
right.
the time of this dream, you particularly were in touch of a beautiful sense of balance between your male side and your female side, your yin and your yang, which is very rare. I mean, we all get moments of that.
Right.
Yeah. And when we do find that we've got that lovely balance, or at least we can perceive it, which in a dream, you know, a lot of a dream is coming from the unconscious side, so we may consciously feel that we're in one kind of mode, but it's our unconscious that really drives the way that we respond in the world. So in your dream, there's that sense that at least unconsciously, there's that feeling of, at the time of the dream, a good sense of balance between your male side and your right side, between your intuitive, inward-looking, spiritual or even holistic view, mm-hmm. to your male side, which is more your outward or maybe outgoing, analytical, reductionist view. You know, the male side of the brain is, how does it work? Yeah, but what are all the different bits? How do the different bits go together to make the big picture? And the right. female side is more, well, the big picture is more the sum of it, more than the sum of its parts. So, you know, how can you be analytical? And that's why for most of us, at any one point in time, we tend to veer more to the one side than the other. So it's beautiful that you are able to, at least at the time of this dream, have this twofold approach where part of you can understand the value of what are all the bits that make up the whole, that make things work. Okay. And the other part of you can be equally comfortable at the same time with the, yes, but the big picture is greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
And of course, throughout all of that, what you're seeing, you know, everything in a dream being an aspect of yourself because it's your dream, is that sense of a picture of yourself as being distinguished.
Yes, I agree.
Now, with good. with Deborah, since you and Deborah mirror each other so well, in what sense is she distinguished?
She is. I like her facial features are very distinguished. She's very positive by nature. So if there's something that sounds negative, she finds a way to make it positive or to look at the positive side of it.
Yeah.
And you don't find that a lot these days.
No. What a wonderful person to know. Is she still in your life now?
She is. We don't talk as often as we used to because she's no longer at the company, but we still do talk.
Yeah. But more importantly, you mirror each other. So you've got yourself there as that wonderful, totally positive, outward-looking person of great distinction. Now, there's a lot of subtle meanings in distinguished, you know, where we can be distinguished because we have been singled out for some laudable, praiseworthy achievement. You know, he has distinguished himself in the arts, for example.
Right.
Or we can be distinguished in the sense of, I guess, selective in making quality choices, maybe.
Okay.
But what kind of feelings, other feelings, do you get around those artworks about what, apart from the actual look in their faces, what kind of distinguished quality it was that they carried?
I'm not sure. I think I'm a photographer. So what I like is faces, you know, eyes that I'm drawn to that, but I'm venturing out into more abstract and objects.
Yeah.
Versus live people. But when I see in the artwork distinguished, I'm physically only looking at what I see looking back at me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah.
Okay.
So you're distinguished being a very positive thing for you, you are really focusing, what you've described there is really focusing on what is looking back at me. At you.
Yes. Yes.
and as a photographer, although you are looking at a change in direction, which will also relate into the dream, your process as a photographer to date has been to photograph faces and to be really interested in, I guess, selecting distinguished faces for that. And I love that you said there, I'm interested in the faces looking back at me. And then, you know, because you've also described Deborah as mirroring you, and mirroring is also a looking back. So there's a strong theme of, in your dream, in your work as a portrait photographer, and also deep within yourself, of your interest in what is looking back at me, your profound interest in this is not only another person in my life, or this is my artwork, or whatever, but what does this inform me about myself, or how do I see myself reflected back in my waking world. There's that sense. Is that how you actually go about your life?
Yes. Mm. I do. I always want to know or believe what I feel like I'm putting out is what people are actually receiving.
Yeah. Okay. That's really good. So you, when you're putting out something, you would like to know that other people are receiving what it is that you're putting out there.
Yes.
Mm. We'll come back to that later. That's really beautiful. So we start the dream, and you're in a room with lots of TVs. Is television something that's of great interest to you? A TV watcher, not a TV watcher?
I am.
you say that as if it's kind of like a TV anonymous admission.
I have a DVR, and I record certain shows, and there are certain programs that I watch that make me feel good inside. So at the end of watching them, usually either by myself or with my husband, I feel good. Yeah. You know, there's certain shows I'll watch, I want to watch before I go to bed. Like if I'm going to pick between, you know, four shows that we've recorded, I want to watch the one that's going to make me feel the best.
Good.
Before I go to sleep. So yes, there are some that I watch for just that feeling.
Mm.
And it usually is based on how the characters interact in whatever show it is that I'm watching.
Mm. So you're really interested not only in staying with and encountering and immersing yourself in the positive of life, you're also interested in the interrelationship of characters. How do people interrelate that results in positive feel-good outcomes?
Yes.
Mm. And in a sense, you start the dream that way. And I love the fact, Alicia, that it then moves to the feeling of we're playing a game. And I guess this is just my own association, but I get that it's for you too. That in a sense, no matter what terrible, awful things happen in the world, at the deepest metaphysical level, life is a game.
Right.
And it's how you play it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that comes out. So so that's my feeling at the beginning of the dream, is that the beginning of the dream is exploring that feeling that you already know, but exploring it more deeply. Okay, it's how I play the game. I, Alicia, play the game by focusing on the positive, by immersing myself in the positive, and as you've also described, by putting out in positive ways that you hope and trust are received well, and you're also interested in looking at the reflections of your positivity in the world. So that's the game that you're playing, and that is a very good game, because if more and more people could play that game, more and more of us would not only have positive experiences for ourselves, but we would influence others to have more rewarding experiences than they might otherwise be having. So
yes.
That is really lovely, yeah. So you get a word or a number on a little piece of paper, and if you get the correct answer, you go to the front desk. And you didn't know what number you got or what word you got. All that mattered,
no.
And you didn't care. All that mattered was that
you
won.
Care. Right. That's true.
So in a sense, it's not about, I don't know, it's not about the little details. It's about the feeling of, yes, this. Immersing myself in the positive, this playing the game of life in this way is not only making me feel like a winner, but is actually giving me a sense of direction, because the whole dream is, well, right, you've passed that, you've won that, now you can be directed to the next. Where's that? Doesn't matter, just directed to the next. So it's almost like if I play the game, I will have a greater sense of knowing, I will feel guided as to where to go next, rather than be weighed down by conflicting decisions.
Yes, go with the flow.
Go with the flow, yeah. Knowing that because you're focusing on the positive, the flow is positive. Other people
exactly.
can focus on the negative and follow that flow, and that doesn't go too well.
Exactly, it doesn't.
So where that flow then takes you, and you feel that you're in a front desk of a hotel. Do hotels have any particular significance for you? Like, do you provide photography or artwork to hotels or anything?
I don't. I used to travel, so I do photography, but I also have another job as well.
Mm.
And I used to travel, so I was in a hotel a lot.
Mm.
And even now, when I do not a lot of travel, but maybe 3 or 4 times a year, I'm in the hotel, which means I am surrounded by people. Mm-hmm. Currently, the job that I'm in, that's not the photography, for the last year and about 4 months, I've been working from home, mm-hmm. which has been an adjustment because I like being around people.
Right, okay. There's the outgoing part of yourself, like Deborah yeah. likes being with people.
Yes.
So in this dream, it's taking back to that hotel feeling of I'm with people, I'm not on my own, I'm in a place that I like, and I'm enjoying, you know, TV for you also is about how watching how people interact. So it's about yes. people and interaction and in a competition. So when you said that Deborah was a team member in the past, mm-hmm. was that a team member on the job that that had you on the road in hotels?
Yes, well, at that time, I was managing, and she was on my team, so right. I managed her.
Yeah.
She was then traveling, and I had done that part.
Right, okay. She was then traveling, and you were not traveling at that time?
Correct.
Right. So for Deborah to come into the dream at this point, or Deborah's room, is kind of, in a sense, looking back, perhaps she may be, as well as being a beautiful symbol of yourself, she also may be a time marker in the dream, which the dream is also saying, oh, remember back to when you were involved in hotels like Deborah is in this part of the dream. So yes. it's that sense of looking at the outgoingness, which is Deborah and is also you. But you're comparing, as you say, you're working and living more on your own now, or working on your own. You're comparing your dream, where you're at now, and particularly what happened in the couple of days before the dream, with that sense of really being in the middle of a lot of people and putting their outgoingness into action.
Yes.
You know, playing the various games that that leads to. What I like is that there's a lot of right turns after this. I go right. Oh, good. I can ride again. Great. Well, that's well done. That's really fantastic. So, and it does lead you to, you know, Deborah's broad hallway, which you said has a feeling of a gallery in it. So you've now told us that you're, you're a portrait photographer and perhaps moving towards photographing other kinds of things. So a gallery has personal meaning for you as well.
Yes, it yeah. does. I have a studio downstairs in the house.
Okay. Do you get to that through a hallway?
Well, if I'm coming in through the garage, yes. If I'm coming from upstairs, then no.
Okay.
I'm going downstairs and then down other stairs, and I go straight into the studio.
Beautiful. That's lovely.
But however, there is, when you walk in from the garage, there is a hallway, and I do have pictures. Mm. On each side, just not three, but I do have some on each side.
What are the pictures? What makes those pictures different down there by the garage?
Well, the whole house is, I set it up like a gallery in a sense. Mm. So there's pictures all over, but the ones in the hallway, when I come in from the car, I just wanted something there that, you know, welcomed me and made me smile, you know? As soon as I walk into the house, because I never come in through the front door.
So again, something that makes you smile, something positive, the same kind of role as the TVs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The reason I asked was because obviously later on you mentioned your neighbor's garage in the dream. Mm-hmm. And that was the point where you realized you were in the dark and you got the flashlight. So it's like there's some new understanding around that kind of feeling. And I was putting the hallway and the and your pictures, so a new understanding around what it is to be welcoming and, that's getting falling into position quite nicely. When you talk about your neighbor's home, do you know the neighbors?
Yes, Carmen.
sorry?
I said, yes, Carmen.
Carmen. Mm-hmm. And so what three words would you use to describe Carmen's personality or approach to life?
I would say she's more laid back. And she's very into her work, you know, steadfast, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
She is, and then very nice, you know, she's always smiling.
Always smiling. So her distinguished face would work well on your welcoming
yes.
photos.
It would. It would.
So do you feel that you're not very laid back or not very steadfast? Or where are you in the laid back and steadfast areas?
I do believe that I'm very laid back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm very steadfast, though.
Okay. Okay, so we've got that part of the dream. I know I'm jumping all over the place in a dream, but, you know, this is the way that it works.
Yes.
But at that stage in your dream where, and I want to come back to that red tint later, that okay. stage in your dream, you've looked at the lovely, the fact that, you know, you're feeling distinguished and you're focusing on distinguished and you've got that lovely balance of the left and the right brain, and this leads you to make another right turning, and you actually exit, you're going outside again, so it's almost like taking some part of yourself out into the world or moving more into how you are in the world out there rather than how you are outside. And this is the point where the light goes on. So there's something that you see around, you know, it's your neighbor's home that also has the garage light on, and then you have the flashlight as well. So it's like something associated with Carmen has lit up, and you have a flashlight to see more of that because that's important for you to know, and that's what leads to the planting in a sense. And so laid back, tick, you know you're laid back, so that's not news for you. She's very into her work, as clearly you are. She's always smiling, as clearly you are. So that leaves the last one, steadfast, which you're not sure how steadfast you are or not. So
right.
I love that you say not sure, because, you know, you didn't say, oh, yes, I am, or no, I'm definitely not. I'm the opposite of that. I'm not sure. Now, when we're not sure about something, it's apart from the fact that it's because we're not sure. It's usually because something is shifting and changing with us. Well, I was steadfast and I'm not so much, or I didn't used to be steadfast, but maybe I am now. Something is changing, which fits perfectly with that part in the dream where something that has been dark is coming to light. And that flashlight that I use, that light, that conscious awareness that I take from that, is where the big positive action of the dream comes in. So I'm going to go down the hill, I'm going to plant this thing.
Yes.
So it's almost as if in the couple of days leading just up to this dream, your steadfast dial was turned up a bit.
Yes. I guess so.
Yeah. And even if you just look, Alicia, at the word steadfast, I mean, I don't know, stead is something to do with standing, and fast in the sense is like holding firm. And
right.
when you plant a seedling or a seed or a plant, the job of the plant, its first job is to put roots down into the soil. So it stands itself up very firm in order to, and it has to do that. Well, it has to stick a couple of leaves up into the sunshine as well, but it really has to get that rootedness, that connection. It has to get steadfast before it can do the job of growing into a beautiful plant and producing fruits and seeds and harvests and all the wonderful things that we expect from plants. A plant can't do that if it's not steadfast.
Right.
So there's a sense in the dream that you have an increasing steadfastness that, like Carmen, you can work with being laid back and all your other wonderful distinguished qualities, that is a bit of a turning point or a bit of a door opening for you that is going to lead you to that sense of, yes, if there was anything missing in my life, it is this quality which I've always had, but I'm now opening up, shining a light on it, and this is what's going to enable me to really plant what I want to plant, and I'm overjoyed by that. That was a feeling in the dream, because this is where the doors really open, except that as that door opened, well, maybe that was the end of the dream because you woke up, because all you need to know, maybe, you know, it's okay to maintain the mystery. We don't really need to know where you're going. We just need to know that you are opening the door.
Yes. And I'm going somewhere.
I'm definitely going somewhere. And while you're going that somewhere, those plants are growing. So it's like they don't grow click overnight, but you know, yeah, I've done it. They're growing. It may take time, but knowing that they're growing means I now open the door, can go on to this next thing, and all is well with my world.
Yes.
But I just want to go back to that red tint and the fact that there were three pictures on each wall. Does three have any special meaning to you?
Well, I never thought about it until now, but I use three a lot.
What do you use it for?
If I have to write down something, if I have to set up a, you know, a username or something, somehow sometimes I use that.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a word that for you, particularly with that username feeling, it's a word, it's a number that for you is a protective, magical?
I guess protective. You know, nowadays when you have to do something and ask for a number, the three would come to mind.
Yeah.
In that sense, it might be another number. If someone said, say a number, I don't know that I would say three, but if I'm writing, I would write it.
Okay. That's lovely.
Never thought about that.
And you might W-R-I-T-E it, but you also might R-I-G-H-T it.
Right.
You know, somebody writes in this dream.
Exactly.
So three is a number that comes to mind for you that feels natural and normal to you, and that maybe has an element of protection in it as well.
Yes.
And you know, there may also be that feeling, because you've got such a lovely balanced feeling in your dream, it may also be like the mind, the body, and the soul. The mind, the body, and the soul. The three sides of each thing. And I love the way in that hallway that it's not a narrow hallway. You're particular to say actually it's quite broad, because a hallway normally leads you from one room to another, and usually they're space savers. It's like, oh, just build this to this space saver. There's and you get that feeling of, yeah. So that often in a dream, a hallway is when a person is going through a transition, like I've been in this space and I'm squeezing down. It doesn't feel too good, but I know at the end of this, I'm going to be in this lovely other space that's got that transition. But yours is, yeah, well, if I am making a transition, it's very comfortable. Thank you very much. And and I feel good about it, and I can see all these pictures. So talk to me about red, particularly as a photographer. What would you use a red tint for?
Well, until now, I wouldn't have. But in the month of February, for some reason, red has been showing up in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But my couch and my sofa's red. You know, I have lots of red throughout the house, more than I thought I had. My birthday was on the 15th of February. My mom sent me a red dress. And all these different red things were coming up, and it was on my, you know, since I write my dreams down, it was on my mind. Red, 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 red. I don't know why. But I believe that this particular dream I had, which was, of course, after my birthday, was the last time I actually had that dream. I mean, I had a dream with red in it.
Red in it. And because it was such a positive dream, it's like there's nothing to be resolved in the dream. It's an opening, moving along dream. It was if there has been a red issue, it's kind of like, that's it, we've tidied it up now. So as you, like, you looked at your red dress, was it that your mum gave you, all the feelings around that? Or as you look around your place and you see your red sofa, what does that feeling of red give you?
It feels like home. It feels like home.
Which is such a lovely feeling, because, you know, you said earlier that you implied that although you're working from home at the moment, that you're missing to some extent being out there and interacting with people.
Yes.
And yet in this dream, that sense of red had a sense of home.
Yes, it does. It has a sense of home. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about that until just now.
No, isn't that wonderful?
Yes, but it actually has a sense of home.
And so these beautiful pictures in this, you know, perhaps transitional, comfortable transitional phase, where you're looking at your own distinction and what makes you distinguished and all the wonderful positive things about that, has also got this sense of, it's just got this red tint. It's just got this sense of, maybe I'm getting more in touch with a sense of home.
Yes.
And it's, right. Yeah. And how does Carmen feel about home? Do you know?
I think she feels good about home. I think she feels good about home. I don't know that we've ever talked about it, but she seems, you know, very comfortable.
Yeah.
At home.
So there may be the sense of that something about, oh yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? With a steadfast and the plant having to, you know, once a plant's put down its roots, we talk about creating a home as putting down our roots to some extent. You know,
right.
Which scares some people, because go, oh, no, I want to be able to move around. Don't want to put down my roots here. And other people, it's like, yes, I do. I want to put down my roots, not only in a physical house sense, but in a neighborhood and in a community sense, that I can interact more with the community and other people if I'm actually in one place than keep moving from A to B. And, of course, you had, with your job before, which took you around a lot in hotels, you weren't at home. As well as being out there, you also weren't at home as much.
That is true.
So there may be this thing in the dream of a sense of, have you looked, or a sense of almost, you've got it in the dream of feeling overjoyed, a sense of, oh, I suddenly am feeling that I'm having a different feeling about being at home, that it's more positive than I thought, that it's maybe like planting a plant, it's maybe like being more steadfast, and I'm overjoyed by that. From here, I can open doors that, strangely enough, still, because up to now you've maybe thought it strange, that mean that I can actually still be out there and outgoing and connect with the world, because that's something that even at the beginning of the dream, you relate those TVs to, yes, but I'm watching how people interact. There are so many different ways to interact, whether people come into your home, whether it's over the internet, whether it's over Skype cameras, whether it's going away for home for this gallery, for your, you know, exhibition opening, for your for photographing, whatever, photography. There's a sense of... a sense of Alicia wanting to now surprise herself and really feel comfortable about putting down deeper roots at home, because that's where the growth is.
Yes, I think so. I think that for a while I've, what's the word I want to use? I not really resent it, but... didn't appreciate as much, maybe, mm-hmm. being home. And I started to appreciate it more because work was really, the drive was an hour each way.
Oh.
And it gave me that back. So, which allowed me to put more time into my photography.
Yes.
And so I now can appreciate that, whereas before it took me a while to be able to appreciate it.
So that new sense of appreciation is added to the positivity that you're able to feel as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's very interesting that red, too, if you look at the sort of more Indian or yogic perspective of the colors of the chakras, you know, and you've got red as the base chakra, which is all about establishing the basics of everything, the basis, the home,
yes.
the material side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fabric upon which everything grows.
Yeah.
That which makes sense. Yeah, which your mum didn't know when she bought you the red dress, and you didn't know when you bought the red sofa, but, you know.
Right. And I bought that, you know, 7 years ago, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the only other thing that I mentioned, and it's not so much in your dream, but you said it, was you said that you're curious as to how your own positivity and good vibes that you put out are received by other people. And I can definitely see that as a wonderful intention to have, that, you know, I'm by the choices that I make, by how I appreciate or how I feel in the world, I can positively influence other people. And I'm looking because I'm curious to see how that's working. And that is an absolutely wonderful thing to happen. And the trick would also be making sure that you don't get so caught up in other people's responses to forget that it is actually all about a totally authentic and heartfelt feeling within yourself. And it almost, it's other people's choices how they respond. It's not that you can't actually affect that. You can influence it, but you can't affect how they choose finally to respond. So, you know, not to overwhelmingly go for someone that seems to be negative and really try your hardest to change them. You change them best just by going along and being the way that you are, and they will decide when to turn their own flashlights on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
So if we were looking at your dream, and to me, you know, the majority of dreams have some kind of conflict in them, and you get to the end and you can say, well, this dream shows that your mindset at the time of the dream was in a little bit of conflict or unresolved about this issue or that issue. And you know, if you agree that that's what's happening in your life and you'd like to solve that or resolve that in some way, let's look at ways that we can do that to change the way that your waking life is. And that's where we would then bring in the process of dream alchemy. However, in your dream is really reflecting that at the time of your dream, it was just like doors are opening for me. We don't want to change anything there. But what you can do with dream alchemy, if you go on to say that, you know, that's how you feel, is that we can actually emphasize, think like, it's like, bring it on more, you know. So what I would suggest to you, but I do actually want to talk a little bit more about the dream, would be through photography or artwork or through visualization to do something like seeing the end part of that dream and the planting that you do, but then actually like envisaging the plant putting down the roots really quickly and really wonderful, and then envisaging the plant growing really, really fast, much faster than you would normally see a plant grow. As I am so steadfast, I am so productive, I am so beautiful, I maybe even have red flowers, I don't know, you would put those things into it.
Yes.
And then you might combine with that a sense, you know, because a visualization only works if you add the emotion that your intention is pointing towards. So you might then, for example, if you're really keen to move into this new branch of photography or artwork, you might want to combine that visualization of look at this plant and it's really beautiful with maybe seeing your new artwork hanging from the plant or the tree. It's like, yes, I'm building this into it. I'm so ready for all of this to happen for me now.
Yes, absolutely, because I am looking forward to moving more into artist with artwork and not just portrait.
Fantastic. So you could do that as a visualization then, or you could do an artwork that reflects all of that. So you're actually making the alchemy from the end perspective of doing the artwork.
Yes. And I have, since that time, created a piece, a photography piece, where I did a red overlay. And it is currently been printed, enlarged, and is hanging in the hallway when I walk through from the garage.
Fantastic.
I replaced it with a picture that was already there.
And how?
So I did do that.
That's so you did your own alchemy, which is fantastic. And how does it make you feel looking at that?
It makes me feel wonderful. It makes me feel wonderful. I couldn't get this, even though I had all the different dreams with different red pieces, I couldn't get the artwork off my mind. It would not go away. So I eventually just had to find some pieces. I didn't follow the faces, which I love. Black and white is my most favorite type of print. But I went with, I did a train, this beautiful train that I had. And I did a red overlay, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
So it's a train. So yes, it's going somewhere.
Yes.
And it's like
think about that.
Yeah, it's going somewhere. And it's like a, maybe it's like a training too, like, you know, you're training yourself to the next level, or you're, that's wonderful, but it's definitely going somewhere. It's on the right tracks.
Yes. I never thought about that.
Yeah. And here's another little level, because there are so many, you know, people say to people, oh, you're looking at life through rose-tinted glasses. You know, and my response has been, yes, yes, that's right. Yes, and maybe that's a better view than the glasses that you've got on.
Right, and I like the way they look.
Yeah. So you've got, you know, that aspect too of looking through with the red, bringing the energy in. As everybody knows listening in, I don't know anything about the dream before we start recording, but I did have a little chat with you, Alicia, before we went on, and you said to me, I've already had a think about this dream, and I'm really keen to see whether your ideas, Jane Teresa, correspond with mine. So would you like to tell us now what you've made of your dream?
Yes, and I think we are along the same lines. You just brought it probably a little clearer home to me. In the beginning with the people, I didn't even look at the TV as frames, but they completely are. And, being with people, I need that, or I feel that I need that sometimes. So I know that's why I was gathered, you know, playing the game of life. Definitely on a journey. I felt that in the dream. From the front desk to the hallway, to Deborah's room, and then out. So I felt like that was a complete journey. But you brought to light some things that I didn't think of in that way, especially at the end with this train and going somewhere. It all just kind of clicked when you said that at the very end. But I think for the most part, even with Deborah and with Carmen, even though I saw her house and I thought, ooh, that's Carmen's house, I almost felt like I was stepping, even though I was coming out of Deborah's house, once I was on the ground, I felt like I was outside of my own home. Even though I don't have steps on the side of my house. And Carmen, even though I thought Carmen in my mind, I never thought about how she related to me. I did think about Deborah because, you know, we interacted more, but I didn't think about that. And the steadfast and the plants and the, you know, it's all wonderful.
That's really good. Because it's funny that how often in a dream we do, if we know a fair bit about, you know, dream work, we'll say, oh yes, you know, Deborah, I must think about that. And then we discount other people. We think, no, our brains never randomly put people in there. And, right. And you know, and yet again, illustrating the multi-layered ability of dreams. What color is Carmen? It's red. You get Carmen red. Don't
right.
you?
Yes.
I seem to remember. Oh, that's Carmine. Carmine. I seem to remember not being an artist from my childhood, a very, very many decades ago, having a little watercolor paint box.
Oh,
you know,
right.
And Carmine was one of the colors of red, I think.
Carmen.
Yeah. Oh, that's so lovely, Alicia. That you were already on track with your own interpretation, and that it was endorsed and deepened, and I brought my flashlight in and added a little bit extra to what you
yes,
could already
you
see.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you did. And I like the idea of an alchemy of visualizing the tree and planting more and growing more and more with the artwork.
Yes. Yeah. So you should definitely go and do that, because you will enjoy that as well. You'll be overjoyed with that. And what I love about that is not only that you love the idea of the alchemy, but that it actually gets you into actually getting that new form of artwork out there.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing an absolutely beautiful, beautiful dream. And I'm sure that we're all going to remember, listeners, aren't we, to wear our rose-colored glasses or our red tints, because it really is the whatever situation you're looking at, and with the biggest heart in the world, which clearly you have, because Deborah does too. It's still the only way to look, because when you look through the rose-colored or the red, and you grow those roots and really make those connections and get steadfast and grow things, you know, you're in a position to really help other people as well as yourself.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And I'm sure if you weren't already, you're feeling much more uplifted and enjoying all the positive, wonderful vibes that Alicia gave there, and maybe thinking of going out and planting your own plants. We can learn so much from other people's dreams. As soon as we stop recording, Michael, who, as you know, is my husband, who does the technical side, because all I do for this is turn up at the microphone and talk. And as soon as we stopped recording, he said to me, I know what you were trying to get with that Carmen thing. He said, Carmen, the musical, Carmen wears a red dress. And I think, you know, you'll remember, as Alicia was speaking there, she said particularly that her mother gave her her red dress for her birthday, which was a couple of months ago, or a month and a half ago. So that's why I was struggling for the red, as well as Carmine being a kind of red. Carmen had a red dress. And the other thing that happened was I was chatting to Alicia after the recording too, and she shared her website address for her photography business, and I asked her if she wanted to remain totally confidential or if she would like me to share that website address with you. And she said yes, she'd love that. So I'm giving you her website address here, so you can go along and have a look at her work and maybe even email her and say hi. And of course I'll also the blog that will be on janetreza.com that accompanies this episode, I'll also put the link there. So Alicia's website is www.kindnessoflife.com. So it's all one word, kindnessoflife.com, which really says everything about Alicia, doesn't it? That's just so beautiful. So thank you for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. It's great to have you in over 26 countries listening in, and from time to time I hear from some of you telling me about, you know, what you've got from listening to the show. And above all, I would really encourage you, if you are enjoying the show, to, and if you're not on iTunes yet, to get onto iTunes and get it automatically downloaded there, so you don't have to go and look for it each month. And I'd also really encourage you and love you to share the links for the show with your friends and colleagues. We all dream, we sometimes don't know who else is interested in there in their dreams or their inner life. So it's worth sharing it around if it's doing something for you. And I guess this is an Alicia kind of thing. It's what she would say. If it's doing something for you and it's good, share it around a bit. Thanks very much. The website's again www.dream.net.au, www.janetheresa.com, thedreamshow.tv, and Facebook. Have a lovely month, and I'll speak to you next time, which will be for episode 126, which will be released on the 1st of June. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Theresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.